Okay, yesterday we started talking about Iver Min Achai, that if you have an Iver from a live person, so the halacha is that that's metame like a mace. Tumas Eil, Madal Masa. Shaila is, what happens if you have Basar that comes off of the Iver Min Achai, or an Etzem Kesa'ira, barley seeds, sides Etzem that comes off of the Basar. Or those two things. Now, if those both, if either of those come off of a mace, so it has the halacha of a mace. But as far as coming off of an iver min hachai, so it's a machlekes. There's one shita that says that the basar is metame and the etzem is not. Second shita says the reverse, that the etzem is metame and that the basar is not. And then the third shita is that neither of them are metame. The whole long Mishnah basically tries to justify each side. And first of all, we ask, what's the tzad to say that the basar is metame and the etzem is not? So the Gemara, so the Mishnah says there's two reasons. Number one, that we see there's a chumra in tumas basar. Tumas basar is metame by nevelas. It's metame by shkatzim. Masha enkein, the atzamas of nevelas and the atzamas of shkatzim are not. Number two is that you have Iver Min Achai that has a little bit of basar missing, but some basar still there left, is still metame, whereas if it's missing a little bit of atzamas, and has some atzamas missing, so then it's not metame anymore. So you see that the basar is more chashuv in terms of tumah. Then we flip to the other shita. The other shita says is that the etzem kesa'era is metame, the basar is not. So what's the chumrah of etzem? So there's three. Number one is that if you have basar min hachai, like let's say a tongue or something like that, even if it's an aver, it's not metame. Masha inkein, if you have an aver that's basically bone with practically no basar, but it's an aver shalim, so that is metame. Number two is that the halacha that a kezayis basar or roiv atzamas from a mace are metame ba'ayel. However, when you go less than that, less than a kezayis basar, so it's totally tahar, less than roiv atzamas min hameis, it's not metame ba'ayil anymore, but it is metame b'mago v'masa. Finally, you have a din that less than a kezayis basar is totally tahar, whereas if you have atzamas, which are either roiv minyan or roiv binyan of the person, we saw that can be metame just like a mace. All right, fine. Lastly, we have the shita that says that both atzamas menachai, etzem kesa'ira menachai, and kezayis basa menachai are tohar, and it's not like a mace at all. Why? So we say we have three chumras by a mace. Number one is that, you need roiv atzamas from a mace in order to be metame. Number two, if you don't have roiv atzamas, then the atzamas have to be a roiv hakav. And number three, if you don't have atzamas of roiv hakav or roiv of the atzamas, so if you have rotted flesh, it has to be a certain shear of meleichaf naim. You don't have any of this by Aver Min Hachai. So basically those are the three shitas. Now let's see the whole thing inside. It's rather long. So kezayis basar parish me Aver Min Hachai. So if you have a kezayis basar that comes from Aver Min Hachai, Rabbi Lezer Metame. So Rabbi Lezer is the one who says the basar is more chamor. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Nechunya Metairim. Etzem kasa'ira, let's say you etzem kasa'ira, perish me Aver Min Achai, Rabbi Nechumya metame, Rabbi Nechumya is metame, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua metarim. Okay, Amr Lelo Rabbi Lezer. So he said to Rabbi Lezer, who is a man the Amr, who says that kezayis basar min achai is going to be metame, but not the etzem kasa'ira. Maro isa letame kezayis basar perish me Aver Min Achai. Amalahem, Matsinu Aver Min Achai ke Mei Shalim. We found that Aver Min Achai is a din of a Mei Shalim. Ma Meis, Kezayis Basar Pershmi Menu Tame. Af Aver Min Achai, Kezayis Basar Pershmi Menu Yet Tame. So just like a mace, Kazayas basa that comes off of him is going to be tame. Same thing by Eiver Min HaChai. Amrulai, they said that doesn't make any sense. Loi, im tamesa kazayas basa peres min hames. If you're going to be matame, kazayas basa that comes out off of a mace, shechein tamesa etzem kasa'ira haperes mimenu. So that just like an etzem kasa'ira that came off of him is going to be tame. Tatame kazayas basa peres min Eiver Min HaChai, shechein tiharta etzem kasa'ira haperes mimenu. So how are you going to be matame kazayas basa that comes from Eiver Min HaChai when you yourself say that etzem kisa'ira is going to be tahar from the Eiver Min HaChai? So there's no answer to that pircha. Amru Laila Reb Nechunya, they say now to Reb Nechunya, who was the one who says that etzem kisa'ira min HaChai is going to be tame, but not basar min HaChai. Ma ro'e is the tame etzem kisa'ira perish me Eiver Min HaChai. So why is it that you say that etzem kisa'ira that comes off of Eiver Min HaChai is tame? We find that Eiver Min HaChai is like a Mei Shalim. Maha Mei Setzim Kisaira Perish Mimenu Tomei Av Eiver Min HaChai Etzim Kisaira HaPerish Mimenu Yeh Tomei. So just like the mace, Etzim Kisaira is going to be Tomei if it comes off of him. Same too by Eiver Min HaChai. Amru Loi, the Chachamim are Mafrich that too. Loi imtimesa etzem kasa'ira perish me a mace. It doesn't make any sense. If you're metame etzem kasa'ira that comes off the mace, shechein timesa kazayis basar perish menu. That's only because of the fact that kazayis basar that comes off of the mace is also tame. Tame etzem kasa'ira perish me Eiver Min HaChai. You're going to now be metame etzem kasa'ira that comes off of Eiver Min HaChai, shechein tiharta kazayis basar perish menu. When you're metayer kazayis basar that comes off of the Eiver Min HaChai. Amulai, Rav Elezer. Now they ask another question, Rav Elezer. In other words, what's the difference between basar and atzamos? Amulai, Rav Elezer. Ma ro'is lach loik midei secho. Why are you making a difference between basar and atzamos? Vay tamei b'shneim, otar b'shneim. They should either both be tamei, or they should both be tar. So this we at least get an answer to. Amulahem, he says to them, Meruva tumas habasar mitumas atzamos. That Tumas HaBasar has a Chumrah over Tumas HaTzamas. And he brings two. Shabasar Noheg by Nevelos Uber Shratzim. Tumas Basar is Noheg by Nevelos and Shratzim. Hashem came by HaTzamas. Dover Acher, another Chumrah of Basar. Aver Sheesh Allah Basar Karoi. An Aver that has Basar Karoi Metame B'magu Maso Oil. Chasar HaBasar Tomei. If it's missing a little bit of Basar, it's still Tomei. Chaser etzem, but if it's missing a little bit of etzem, then tohar, and it's then it's tohar. Amru loy l'Rav Nechunya, they said to Rav Nechunya the opposite. Ma roy is l'chalad midas secha. Why are you saying it's different between the basar and the etzem, and you're more machmir about the etzem? Oytame b'shneim, oytar b'shneim. Amalehem, so he said to them, Meruba tumas atzamis mitumas abasar. That there's a chumra in tumas atzamis from tumas abasar. Shahabasar perish min achai tohar. The basar, if it comes from a chai tohar, the aver haperish mimenu, and an aver that comes off of it, who could briyasa itame. Davar acher, kazayis basar, or another chumma. Kazayis basar, metami v'magum masuv oil. It's metami v'magum masuv oil. Roivat samais, metami v'magum masuv oil. So on that they're the same, kazayis basar and roiv atzamos. But chaser abasar, if you have less than a kazayis abasar, tar, it's tar altogether. Chaser roiv atzamos, apal bishatar melatami ba'ayil, even though it's not metami ba'ayil anymore, but metami b'magu v'masa. Dover acher, a third chumra, kol basar ameish hu pachas mikazayis, any basar ameish that's pachas mikazayis is tar. Roiv binyanoi shal meis, but atzamas, which are roiv binyan or roiv minyan of the mace, apapi, she'ein bohem roiva, even though there's not roiva akav, mitam. Amru loyal Rabbi Yeshua, the last shita, now they ask on Rabbi Yeshua, who was mitayer on everything, on atzamas and on kazayas basa that comes from Eiver Min HaChai. Ma royas letar b'shneim, why you mitar by both of them and not like the mace? Amalehem, lo yim amartim by mace, the yumatame, etzim kisa'ira that comes off of him, or zayis basar, sheesh by roiv, that there's either roiv atzamais, or veroiva, or roiva kav atzamais, verokav, or malei chafnaim of rokav, Tomru b'chai, you're going to say the same thing by Eivor min achai, she'en bar roiv roiv v'rakav. That when my, you can't take one din from the other, and therefore there is no halacha that etzem kisa'ira or kizayis basim in ames, that's mafresh from Eivor min achai, is going to be matame. Okay, moving on to Perek Zayin. Mishnah Aleph. The halacha that we're talking about over here is you have a Petra Chamor. Petra Chamor, you're paida on a set. Okay. What happens if the set drops dead? So who takes the loss? So you have a machlokes over here. One is medame pidyon peter chamor to maaser sheni, and just like maaser sheni, once you pay to the mice on the maaser sheni, so it immediately becomes maaser sheni. So too over here, when you pay to the peter chamor onto the set is the kayin's. If the set dies, the kayin loses. Or on the other hand, you could be medame it to pidyon aben. Pidyon aben, so long as you have not given the five slum to the kayin, so it's your achrayah. So too over here, if you didn't give the set to the kayin, so then it's your achrayah. So heid Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Tzadik al pidyon peter chamor shemes. On the set that was the redemption of the peter chamor, he died. She'ein by the kayin klum. So Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tzadik both held that the kayin loses. So Rabbi Lezer argued on them and said, "Chayav machra yusin kachomish slaim shel ben." Just like pidyon aben, so then you have to pay it again because you never gave it to the kayin. The chachamim, agree, and that's the halacha. Ein chayav machra yusin ela kepidyon maaser sheni. It's like being paid a maaser sheni. As soon as you paid the seh on the chamor, so immediately the seh becomes the kayin's. If it dies, so it goes to the loss as the kayin's, and that is the halacha. Be'ezras Hashem, next time we will continue with Mishnah Beis.